situational.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift. And again, we're here to do some more healing. So just sit back and relax. Some questions from people have been, what do I have to do in order to get a light shift healing? Well, the main thing, just be present. Be in your body and sit back and relax. Some people say, do I need to try to move the energy in my body? Do I need to assist them? Do I need to open my chakras up? Do I need to do this and that? No. Just sit there and be who you are. And the light beings that are working with you will help you as much as they can for the healing. So the first thing we're going to do is entity work. And that's quite nice. A lot of people love having the entities taken off of them. We collect lots of them. All of us have them. And we could have hundreds and maybe even thousands of times. So the main thing is just to stay in your body as much as you can with your spirit. And by doing so, then that prevents them from coming in. Remember, if you're not home, who is? If you are home, then more than likely you won't have much of anything attaching to you. So there are things that do attach, but I won't go into that. That's all the off-planet stuff. But the main thing is the entities that we're dealing with here are the ones that are earth-plane entities. You want to call them ghosts. That's one friendly way of saying who they are and what they are. And they do traveling from body to body to body to body. And each time they have an experience, that's recorded in their emotional makeup. Then they eventually will come to you. And when they do come to you, then they want to do and perform the agenda that they most love doing, which could be maybe drinking alcohol. It could be smoking cigarettes. It could be driving fast in a car. It could be many, many things. It could be on a destructive nature for maybe a male and a female. It could be entities that like to get into fights and arguments. Just many, many things can happen. This is why you want to clean them out of yourself. We're working now on the bottom of our feet, working up to our waist. And when they leave you, you may feel a warmth as your spirit comes back into these areas. If you've had pain in a certain location of your body, when they do leave, sometimes the pain will go away instantly. So what we're going to do right now is give an example of this here. Think of a place in your body right now where you have pain, okay? And just think of one thing only, one place, one location. We're now going to go to that location. The light beings are going to help you with this here. And if you're brand new to the program, go on Creation Light Shift Healing, click on it, scroll down a little ways past the little blinking flower underneath it. You're going to see a beautiful light being. And she's being energized right now. And this energy is what's going to be working with you throughout the night here. And now we're going to be taking away this entity or many entities. Let's say that you have a pain, let's say, in your right kidney, okay? Well, that pain that you have attracts other entities. And so they bring their pain that they resonate with to you, and now your pain is much more enhanced. And since they live on trauma energy, at that point in time, when you do have the pain, they're getting your life force energy from you. So your healing ability may be hampered greatly. And it could be like hampered maybe, 90% or so. So here you are trying to get yourself well, and the entities are taking away this life force energy from you. Remember, they don't have a spirit, and they have to get charged up and live on the emotional trauma, also pain energy. That's a very good way to think about it, is that when you do have physical problems with you, such as pain, just automatically think, well, what entities are coming to me now? I want to get rid of them. So you want to release them out of your body and ask your spirit to do this for you. Here we go. And we're releasing this energy out of your body. Anybody on the fast chat want to comment on this, you can. Just look on the screen for BBS fast chat. It's above the blinking flower and also, I think, below the light beam. And just click on it. And if you wish to type in information, you can. Just type your first name in if you wish. And then the next line, maybe it'll take, I believe, about maybe 15 words. So you can just type something in there. And if we can get to it during the show, we will. And it's nice to see comments from people. Okay, so that's released now from you as much as it can be. Now we're going to be working, going up above the waist now. and going to the top of your shoulder. So this contains the areas of your body organs, your rib cage, your back, your front, your sides. So anything that happened there, we're going to help to release entities right now. Here we go. So releasing some more energy here. Okay, they're released. Now we're going to go to your head and neck. Release energies out of that now. These entities that have attached to you. Perfect. Okay, go down your arms, shoulders, elbow, wrist, fingers. There we go. Okay, so that's an entity clearing. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you that left you. So here we go. Count to 10 as you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it should feel a little different. You might want to get up right now and walk. Maybe do about 20 steps if you can. Just walk around and stretch and twist and just see if your body feels a little bit lighter. And, you know, do a check to see how you feel. You may have some aches or pains that have left you. This is very important just to walk around. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's great to be with you tonight, and like Ron said a minute ago, if you'd like to interact with us, you can do so by just hopping on the fast chat, which there's a link for right under the light being on the Creation Lightship page, and you can get on the fast chat and just type in a question or a request, something that you would like to ask Ron, or perhaps an energy, divine energy that you'd like to experience, or particular type of healing request, and he will get to any of those that is possible to get to on this program. Time always goes by pretty fast, so we'll see what we can do. And Ron, I'd really love to talk tonight about just, you know, the process of physical healing, and the kinds of things that, you know, get in the way of that, and how we can get rid of, you know, the densities and things that seem to get stuck in us and prevent healing from occurring.
Okay, well, I do many types of healings. The most important that I always do on this show is the emotional clearing, and that enables you to be more in the present moment. For who you are is your thoughts. And the thoughts were never created by the light, so these are, in a sense, the dark side energy, so to speak, separating you in mind from the divine, which is your spirit. And so your divinity is actually inside of you all the time, but the mind somehow gets in the way, and that's the trap. And we want more and more things, and we go outside of ourselves, you know, with the mind to attempt to figure things out. So I'll just do a sample clearing here, and the sample clearing is going to be of the emotional body. And here we go. We're going to go back 7 days ago to today and just do a clearing for all of you, which we do on quite a few of the shows now, so you can actually sample and feel what it feels like to be more cleared out of these emotions that you've probably been dealing with during the day. And it's an instantaneous healing. And it works just after I get done with the process here. So here we go, 7 days ago. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So you, what you should be feeling, typically, if you're a feeling person, or you can sense energy in your body, let's use that terminology, your body should feel a little more relaxed, a little calmer. And you should, if you look upon a situation that you dealt with in the last week where you had maybe a confrontation, you got upset or something, anything that's, we'll say, negative, if you look at that situation, it'll be dampened down a whole bunch for you. It'll look like somebody else's movie. It'll be like, oh, well, it happened to me, big deal. This happened, that happened, and I'm not really tied into it any longer. Another healing that I am doing right now, which is real beneficial, is the parallel life healing and also the planetary healing. Those are very nice healings. I recommend those after the emotional clearing. And you have to start with the emotional clearing to get more of your spirit healed. In fact, the emotional clearing is actually a 3-in-1 clearing. It's your spirit, your emotional body, and your physical body where these traumas are being released. Another clearing that I am doing, which is brand new, this is going back 7 generations. And it takes out the imprinting, and it's like the caste system. So what happened is that each generation, if you look at it, your parents have a certain mindset, and your grandparents have a certain mindset, and you keep going back, and maybe back in the, say, 1700s, maybe, you know, your parents, I mean, your grandparents then were maybe on a farm, and all they really knew about was maybe milking cows or something. Well, that's with you, and maybe they were very, very religious, and that's brought forth also in this lifetime. So these are actually imprintings that you want to get out of your genetic system so that you're able to move forward, and that clearing is very, very nice. It's helped a lot of people so far, ones who I've done it on, and I also do one for this lifetime for father and mother imprinting. And naturally, if you're a woman, your mother more than likely wanted to raise you in a much better way than what you were raised, the same with the father. But I think women probably are more connected to this than men, because you're actually from your mother, and the mother has that energy to you. So, you know, she'll put on the energy around you, maybe throughout your whole lifetime if she's still living, and she wants to dominate your life and, in a sense, want you to become her, or she's living her life through you. So you might recognize that. And this healing is the first part of it. It's two separate healings. The first one is releasing the energy from what your parents have projected onto you in this lifetime. What I'm going to do for you is just give a quick sample of this here. And I'm going to do a projection that your mother imprinted on you. And I'll pick the age of 10. Here we go. This is your mother's imprinting. And all these healings are done as much as they can be, but they're not 100% completed, because the light beings have to go through your whole lifetime to make them 100%. But they will show you how the healings work. So here we go. This is your mother's imprinting at the age of 10. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Take a deep breath and kind of see how you feel. I sense a lot of energy is moving right now with a lot of people who are listening to the program. Okay, now we'll do your father's imprinting. This here, again, is his mindset, the way he wants you to behave, okay, at the age of 10. And that's still affecting you now. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared. 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And again, just take a deep breath. You might want to just get up and walk around a little bit, see how your body is responding to this here. I'm feeling a lot of energy in the solar plexus right now from all of you. I do feel some sadness coming up. So we're going to do another clearing here. We'll do a clearing for sadness. So here we go. This will be for sadness for today. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. That should bring you up a little bit in energy. Walk around, see how you feel. Check out your body. Your body will tell you where these energy is restored. Normally, you should feel like a large relief of energy in your body. And as your body gets to the point of release, these densities, and your spirit can come back in and do the healing. And your body will normally heat up a little bit, get warm. You may have tingles. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Doing very good. I just wanted to mention really quickly that your volume does seem to be a bit low, so I don't know if there's anything you can do to increase it on your end. And Don and Seth, if you're listening in the station, if you could increase Ron's volume a bit, that would be great.
Okay, I'll just pull go a little bit closer to me here.
And, you know, it's very interesting, this whole new clearing that you're doing with the parents imprinting, because as I look at, you know, children and parents, it seems like almost, you know, everyone goes through a time where they, you know, they kind of rebel a bit against their parents' ways and programming, and they say, you know, I'll never be like that. And then eventually, at some time in their life, usually when they're older, they, you know, are kind of horrified to find that they're doing something that would be exactly how, you know, their parents had done it, or, you know, they've kind of fallen into a pattern or a way of treating maybe their kids that was just like how they were treated when they were young. And is that something that this could address, you know, all the imprinting that kind of causes us to walk in those same shoes, so to speak?
Yes, I would say more than likely it would, yes, uh-huh. And the main thing is, the one after this clearing, where it goes into the generations, going back to each set of grandparents. And if you just draw it out on a chart, I think it's 128 times 2. And this is how many people are influencing you just right now in this lifetime, going back 7 generations.
So that's, and this influence, basically, from the generations, it seems like it can come straight through, you know, I guess genetically, as the thoughts that are making up the body of the ancestors are then passed on to your cells. So you're carrying that whole genetic imprinting along with you. And then also you have, you know, your parents in this life as far as their thoughts and beliefs and the things that they kind of give you as you're growing up. So it seems like it's kind of two different ways it can get to you.
Yes. Yeah, that is correct, yeah. So this one here, we'll do another clearing here. We'll just switch a little bit here, and we'll go into the planetary clearing here. In the planetary clearing, there's a lot of planets that are courting you against your free will. And we know about that, you know, with our astrological charts that we're giving. You know, we go to our natal chart or look at our horoscope. I put another, you know, R in there, maybe another O, so it's horror. And unfortunately, that's what it is. It's all against our free will. And I'll take away some of these planets here. We can have, you know, 1,000 of these attached to us here. Just think of 1,000 cords on your body trying to, you know, connected to you, taking away your life force energy. It's not too good. So we're going to do 10 planets here. So to sample this healing here, I'd like you all to think of a location again on your body where you have maybe physical pain, maybe you have an illness, maybe you have a sore throat or something, or actually some kind of physical condition. And look at that now. Concentrate. And the light beings are going to connect with you to find out what you're talking about and what you want to have disconnected. So we're going to take away the energies here and see if you get some life force energy back into this area for healing. And it might even go away. You never know. So here we go. So the number 10 planet, and these are ones that aren't even probably known to us. These are dark side planets, dark side universe is attaching to us. So number 10 planet released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 release, 6 release, 5 release, 4 release, 3 release, 2 release, 1 release. And again, just kind of see how you feel. check out your body, and just see if you have more energy coming back into you. And you probably do. I'll do another one, which is the parallel life clearing. And these two I really recommend having after the emotional clearing right now. Here we go. It's the same process. So I go to the chakras here. So here we go. First parallel life. We'll just go down on the chakras this way here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the second parallel life. I don't always do this when I do it in person, but this is for people who want to actually feel the energy. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And third life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And life number five. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, kind of sample your body and see how you're feeling. Remember, these are, again, artificial intelligent bodies. If you want to use the word clones of you. So the dark side created a clone of you and put you into a cloned earth. And the cloned earth with the cloned bodies, you're there with your spirit, just like you're here, having a life experience. But the problem is that you bring back the traumas in that lifetime. And you could be in, 500 lifetimes created by the dark side besides the one here that's made in the light. So you want to get back your energy. So that clearing is very, very important also. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We had a bit ago, we had someone type in Master Jesus on the fast chat. I think that they were requesting to bring his energy in. So is that something we could do now?
Sure. Okay, here we go.
And you might want to mention that there actually is a picture just below the fast chat that people could bring up if they like to.
Yes, you just click on that. So if you're on the fast chat, our page is special. It's specially designed, so we have these extra photographs on it. So if you are on a fast chat, other than the Creation Lightship one, they will not appear. So you want to go onto the fast chat under the Creation Lightship, and you can click on Jesus if you like, and it'll come in front of you. And I'm going to do that myself right now. And here we go. It's coming up. And we'll start to activate this energy, and here comes the energy of Jesus from the light ship. This is his first spirit energy. And we know him here as Jesus. And the photograph is kind of how we basically have seen him, we'll say drawn or pictures of him. So it doesn't really matter how he looks. Some people say, oh, that's not really him. Well, it's okay. this is what we're using right now. So here we go, coming in. So stronger, 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 and it's coming in. Okay, just sit back and relax now and enjoy the energy. A lot of energy there, boy. How's it for you, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's just wonderful. And I was just thinking, for people to help them experience this energy more, maybe we can do the mind-to-heart drop for everyone. and then just have them, you know, from their heart centers, tune into the energy of Jesus, and they can actually request their healings or guidance, whatever they need for tonight.
Okay, so what you want to do again, if you're kind of confused, just go underneath the fast chat on the bottom of the fast chat, about an inch and a half down. You're going to see four pictures, and go to the third one over and click on it. Maybe do a double click, and it will come up on your screen, probably about a third of the size of your screen, from left to right. And we're energizing it more now here. These are for the people who we just got on and have it in front of you. And you can feel the radiance right off the monitor screen. And we're going to bring in a little stronger of the energy here. Then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, that aura is sure expanding out. How's yours? Stronger, 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 and stronger.
Yeah, for myself, I have on my monitor, I've got the light being, and also Jesus, and also the Creation Lightship logo, and all of them are just unbelievably vibrant. I don't think I've ever seen as many colors coming off of the light being before as today, and just the amount of light that's coming across is amazing.
Okay, so we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So if you're brand new to the show, think of your forehead as your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, your thinking, and your mental body. We're going to drop that down to your heart center. So your forehead is like being on an elevator at the 10th floor, and your first floor would be your heart. We're going to be dropping you down now. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit back and relax. And you're in your heart center right now. You should feel like your thoughts are coming out of your heart center. And I'll just put my line on mute for a little bit here so you can just enjoy this wonderful energy. And again, just stay in your heart center and kind of watch the pictures. And remember, your spirit is in your heart center. This is where you want to connect to your own guidance here. It's never outside of yourself. Okay, and again, I'm going to charge this up some more for everybody. So here comes more of the energy of Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Yeah, it feels wonderful. And then the words to the song Love Walks In by Van Halen, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in, and this is what it's all about, to be heart-centered and then to be fully in your body to experience life the way it's supposed to be here. We're going to now bring in the energy of the earth. This is what I'm kind of getting here. So remember, the show is completely live. We have no script in front of us here. The light ship is doing this show for you. So we're going to do the earth spirit energy. This is the energy that it, what it was when it first created the earth planet here, okay, with the blueprint. So here comes the earth spirit energy. And it will come through the photos on your screen here. You're going to feel the love that the earth has for you. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, the earth never had hurricanes and tornadoes and bad weather until the dark side came in here. It was a place, the earth was like, you know, to the Garden of Eden. It was just very, very beautiful. Everything was here. And then the negative extraterrestrials came in and, you know, with the thanks of the Galactic Federation, and brought duality in here and everything that's negative. So we're feeling now what the earth had in store for everyone. So connect to your heart, to the earth spirit, and this is what it really wanted to show you and to be like. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Oh, those energies are just so peaceful and so loving and so healing. It's just incredible. And it seems like they're able to come through stronger. I know that the light ship has been doing a lot of work to, you know, clean things up here and make the, you know, I guess the earth, working on the earth for healing of what it's been through and different things. So it just seems like the energy is so much higher and cleaner, and maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, what the light ship first did, I'll say probably what I can remember here, time goes by so quickly, probably November or December, I'll just say after September, okay, of last year, they took away the off-planet mind control. And if you may not remember that now, but if you can kind of go back in your mind, you're going to realize that your body was always agitated. It was always kind of buzzing. It was very hard to get centered because you had some interference, not really knowing what it was. And they went out to battle the darkness, so to speak, and they went to the negative ETs that were doing this to creation and got rid of them, and that stopped the off-planet mind control. And then the first part of December, we'll say, they took away the false idols. I'll use that terminology. This may push some people's buttons a little bit or maybe wonder what's happening, but they took away all the energies that came in from the Galactic Federation that's been here for a long time. And these energies are the Masters, the Saints, and the Angels. And they're no longer here on this planet. You can connect to them, mainly because people are channeling these energies, okay? And when they would channel them and maybe do readings and have groups listening to, you know, these energies coming through, the dark side was somehow attached to those energies. So the information may not have been completely true. And if it did sound true, then the dark side was still putting out an energy force field along with those nice words that you're probably listening to. And they took them off the planet, all the energies that would normally come from the light ship to the Federation, then to here, are no longer here. If you wish to connect with these energies, you must go to your heart center and connect that way, because your spirit is the gatekeeper, we'll say. It'll only allow into you the divine energies, and you can communicate, if you wish, with Jesus or Archangel Michael into your heart. The energies, if someone does connect and they attempt to do channeling with the energies will be pulled away from them and they will not be channeling that. So the next question that people are saying, well, what about Sally Jones, who, you know, has been channeling Jesus for the last 20 years and it still sounds the same to me? Well, what I would say with that is, was she really channeling Jesus, number one? Or if she was, then maybe the entities have come into that person and they're channeling that energy of entities. That can sound perfectly fine too. And the next thing is, maybe she's channeling the energy of the dark side that mimics the light 99.9%. There's no way for you to know. And there's no way for us to know at this time either, along with in the past. So that person could have been channeling this energy, which sounded great, for 20 years, thinking that it was the Jesus energy from the light ship, and it probably was not. This is why they say if you wish to connect, you have to go inside of yourself and to connect with these divine energies, because they're no longer on this planet. And a lot of people who have channeled them in the past are still doing their same routine, the same mind-controlling patterns, okay, the same programs. And they may have a session at their house once a week, or maybe they go out and do special things, and they think they're still hooked up, and they're not, unfortunately, you know. And this is why you must go inside of yourself. We're at the ascension time, and the ascension time is for you to connect with your own divinity. And so the crutches, we'll say, are being released now. They're gone, and you have to connect to your own divinity. And the only reason why these energies actually came here was to help you in your heart center, but then people started doing these channelings with New Age metaphysics, we'll call that, and at that point people started to rely on these energies. So you don't want to get hooked up and have the dark side come in as you're listening to somebody's pre-recorded tape or something with somebody talking, saying that they're Jesus or Archangel Michael or Metatron or, you know, A through Z here, because the energies will not be 100% in the light, because they can't be. So the only way you're going to get the energy of 100% in the light is to go into your heart center. And then you get your own personal guidance, your own personal message, and you can rely on that. But this is the way it must work. You have to go inside of your heart center. So there's no more external crutches this way, because we're at the ascension time, and you have to connect to yourself, your own spirit. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, if a person was not connected to their own spirit, then that would leave them wide open for, you know, a lot of misunderstandings or maybe some false information. And I think that there are a lot of channelers and different people that don't necessarily have any kind of bad intention, that they're, you know, they've possibly just been, you know, fooled right alongside other people and, you know, by the dark side mimicking the light. So, and it may sound perfectly good, but like Ron said, you have to go into your own hearts and know for yourself what's true with the guidance of your spirit. So what can we do want to help people to make that connection deeper. And, you know, we've had many requests in the past on the Fast Chat and otherwise, you know, how do we connect with our spirit? How do we trust spirit? Do you have something that can help us with that?
Well, we can do the exercise to get you more in your body. That's a good way of doing this here. But you still, remember, for the ascension, you have to be 100% in your body. So just connecting to and getting your heart energy is great, but it's not going to help you do the ascension. The ascension is to have your spirit fully in your body. What we can do here is the exercise to get you more into your body. And what I want everyone to do is to write down this affirmation, which is, I now increase my light force energy. And I'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And the exercise is just very simple. You put your hands together, pointed upward like you're doing a prayer, and in front of your heart center, and you pull your hands apart, and maybe go body width a little bit further, and come in slowly together so your palms are facing each other, and you're going to feel an invisible ball tension. And from there, what you want to do, when you feel that tension, wherever it is, then you take your hands and move them further apart, and then you say the affirmation, and then you bring your hands in again. You're going to notice that your hands are expanded out a little bit further. Maybe at first maybe it was 6 inches, and now maybe it might be 10 inches. And then you do it again. It's gone from 10 to maybe 14 inches. So each time it's going to build more and more. And you want to say it probably about 10 times. And then at that point in time, after you get done with it, you're going to feel a little more connected. So we'll start right now. So sample your energy. And if you have a hard time finding out where it is, just ask your body to tell you. A lot of people get into the mental realm trying to figure it out. And this is not a mental process. This is your body telling you where the energy is. And if you still don't feel it, maybe put your hands about a foot apart, okay? And here we go. And move them apart now. Another maybe 6 inches more. And I now increase my life force energy. And now move them apart again. And say it, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 Now, the way you know that it's working is that your body should be a lot maybe hotter right now. You may feel a lot of tingles, and you probably actually feel more awake. And this is an indication that your spirit is more in your body. Anybody on Fast Chat there, Sylvia, talking about it, I wonder, yet here?
Let's see. I don't see anything on that just yet.
Okay.
But we've had this question in the past. You know, we've had people at work, and they wanted to do it, but there was nowhere where they could kind of sneak off to do it in private, you know, to say the affirmation, or they felt, you know, embarrassed to say it in front of other people. You've mentioned in the past that after doing this for a week or so, aloud, then eventually you can do it without even having to say it out loud because your body will know what you're doing.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, what you do is do it for about a week, maybe 3-5 times a day. The more often, the better you're going to be. And you're training your body. You say it out loud so that you're training every cell in your body to listen to you. And then the body will know about the energy coming into it. Remember, your body is quite an advanced organism, you know. It's keeping you alive every day. So it definitely knows about energy. So as you do it for about a week, then you don't have to say it out loud any longer. You can just move your hands one time, and you should be charged up fully. And, you know, if you're in the workplace, you can always run out to the restroom and say you have to, you know, go there for a few minutes or whatever. Or you might even just tell all your friends that you want to get some more energy in your life, you know, right now, and have them do it with you. Make it an exercise. That way you're helping other people too. And the nice thing is that when you're charged up, it's very hard to have people cord you. Remember, the energy around you might go out quite a large distance. It might go out 5 feet or so. And this is the divine energy around you. Now, what you have also is your body energy. So I'll just talk about that for a second. If you don't get charged up, then your body has your auric field around you, and that's radiating from you and your spirit. When you do the life force energy, you're bringing in a lot more energy, maybe 100 or 1,000 times more. And this energy is what you could really actually live on. Now, when you're only using your spirit energy, you can get corded quite easily, or if you work on somebody, say that you're a nurse in a hospital and you walk in and out of rooms and all of a sudden you feel drained, or you're just at a regular workplace and you feel drained. Maybe you're a massage practitioner and you wonder why you get the pain and the problems of the person that you worked on. They walk out the door fine and you're kind of in agony with a shoulder or backache. Well, that's because you weren't charged up. And this way you can do this yourself, get charged up, and you won't take on their stuff. So it's very beneficial. So I would recommend doing it for everyone. And if you do feel tingles, that means that your spirit now is in your body and it's bringing life force energy to you where you had none before. So it's a very nice thing to do. And like I said, if someone tries to cord you, that cord energy will not attach to your body. It'll go to this field around you. So it's a very nice thing to do. Back to you, Sylvia.
So you're actually then putting a protective kind of bubble of energy or a force field of some kind around your body to protect it as you're doing this?
Yes, that is correct, if you want to look at it that way. And so that the energy is the divine energy all around you that you're bringing in to partake on. So, yes, it's a very nice, pure energy. It's a pure source energy around you.
And what I've noticed is when, you know, when that's in place, then things tend to go much better and people enjoy being with you. And you don't, you know, you can have a great deal of compassion and so on for other people, but not feel like you're taking on their problems or worries or whatever when you're with them. So it's really good. And I think that was an important point that you brought up. I'm sure we have a lot of people, listeners that are healers or, you know, massage therapists or chiropractors or, you know, in some type of healing art. And so many of them, as they advance in age, start to develop a lot of physical problems. And that sounds like it could be related to what you were talking about, where they end up taking on energies from the people that they're healing.
Yes, that is correct. In fact, when I first started doing healing work, you know, I was told or heard someplace, you know, that a lot of healers, when they reach the age of 50, normally start to break down and they start dying because they have every illness that they have worked with in people, and they start manifesting in their bodies, and that's only because they weren't taught how to charge up enough to get rid of the energy. So your body does actually take it on. And like the person that you're working on, it will eventually manifest in you.
So if you are listening and you're someone that does work with people in that way, then you might want to try doing that in between each person that you see to make sure that you're fully charged up with that divine energy before you see the next client that you have. And that will hopefully make a huge difference for both you and for them.
Yes, and it's also good if you're maybe like a shy person or something and you're afraid to go into a room or you're afraid to be around people because you feel their energies too, you might want to try this and it may allow you to be in a situation that you normally would not be in. I shouldn't use the word situation. Another word for that, let me think here. Go ahead, Sylvia, you can take over.
Just in certain environments where you're feeling all of the energy around you. And sometimes it can be kind of overwhelming because people have so much going on, and this can really help with that as well.
Yes, so it's very beneficial. What you can do, too, is to help your body out. You can start shaking your hands, you know, just moving them around a lot and just say, I now release all energies that do not belong to me. And that can also help you a little bit here. So let's do that. So just take your hands and kind of like shake them, you know, moving your hand, you know, back and forth, like in a circle, we'll say, up and down or whatever. Just kind of shake off the energy and just say, I now release all energies that do not belong to me. And you might want to move your hands in front of your body and like switch it off, like you're collecting it in your hand, pulling this gunk off of you, and just say it. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. And this also will help you, help to clear your auric field too. And I recommend for energy workers to take a shower after they work with, you know, somebody during the day or whatever. At least take a shower after you get done working with people. So I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. There we go. So I'll just talk a little bit here. I'm at the New Life Expo here in New York. It'll be starting Friday, so if you wish to go into the special chamber that we're constructing here, it's a light infusion chamber. It's awesome. So if you're on the East Coast and you're just thinking about coming to the Expo, definitely come to it to experience this here. It's the first time it's been here on this planet. They brought it forward. It's like one of the healing rooms on the light ship, although it's connected from here to there instantly when you walk into it, and it works, and it's just very, very incredible. In fact, I'll give you a 10-15 second sample here. So just sit back now, and we're going to connect you to the light chamber, to the light infusion chamber. And here we go. You're all connected. Make sure that my ship is ready for this here. Yep, they say they're ready. Here we go. So we'll be inside of this chamber for 15 seconds here. And it's starting, and we're in there. Okay, that's 5 seconds. Okay, 10 seconds. And 15 seconds. There we go. Now we're coming out of it, and just see how you feel. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, I definitely got lit up from the inside out, and just this beautiful expanding feeling of light and lightness. It's wonderful, and I feel warm too. I was cold before, so that's great, since it's very cold where I am.
Yep, so we were talking a little bit earlier. The light ship brought in, besides the other energies of the mind control taking that away, they brought in the new sky energy. So if you happen to be in an area where you can look at the blue sky, just look at it. It's the blue sky way up high, if you can see that. Sometimes the clouds are in the way, but it's where the sky used to look here, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago. And they're also changing the oxygen here on the planet. Doing a lot of other work here, because remember, the Earth spirit is going to be ascending. It's leaving. It's going to eighth-dimensional reality. And so that means that it's giving up, releasing the spiritual blueprint of this planet. And the ascension, at the ascension time, whenever that's going to be, it could be 2012, but at that time, when the whole universe becomes dematerialized, the Earth planet, everything on it, will no longer be in existence. It'll be dematerialized instantly like everything else, and it will not be recreated by this current Earth spirit. It's going to eighth-dimensional reality, and it's going to recreate, and which it already has created, another Earth, and it will be there in that location of eighth-dimensional reality. So the next question is, what's going to happen to me, my body? Well, if you're lucky enough to do work on yourself, so that you can take your body with you, like Jesus did, into a higher consciousness, be fully in your body 100%, then you can do the ascension. If you're unable to do the ascension, then your spirit will leave here anyway, and your physical body's blueprint will be stored on the light ship, just like it would be normally at every ascension time. And also the Earth blueprint will not be available to the Earth spirit now that's here, but if another one chooses, another spirit is created to become a planet spirit, then it could take on the blueprint of this planet and rematerialize a planet with its own frequency. But the life forms on it now will no longer exist. They'll have to go into the actual blueprints of each one of these and rematerialize them. And so chances are it's not going to want to have a body like we have now with all the genetic history in it of judgment and everything else. So it'll probably have brand new bodies here on the new Earth. And then you have a choice if you even want to come back here again, because you will not be here. So you're going to be out in the universe as a spirit, and you're going to decide where you want to incarnate next to, like you normally would be doing. So that's the way the ascension process works. It's not, there's no mind energy involved. So if you're reading books about ascension, how to do it, none of that's going to work for you, because your mind will no longer exist. This is why the light ship is taking away mind energy, which is what our main problem is here. And the mind energy is controlled by the darkness. Remember, we have mind control from off-planet stuff, and this does not belong to the light. So that your spirit is in the light, and everything in the light will be able to go on into the different frequencies of light that was created in the light. So that's kind of it in a nutshell here. And I hope you all understand what I'm talking about here. And that is that the Earth spirit that you're living on right now is no longer going to be on this planet, and the Earth will not even be in existence. If it does show up again, you probably will not be able to, your body will not be on it anyway, because it will have new life forms on it of whatever the new Earth spirit chooses to have. It may not choose to have trees here. It may want to have more trees. It may want to have more water, but it's choice, because it has its blueprint of how it wishes to change this new Earth. So this is the whole process. People who are worried about situations with the Earth right now, with all the different problems here, it doesn't make any difference. They're not going to be in existence. So I guess our show is coming to an end here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
And we will be on Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific, as well as Saturday. So we will see you then. And until then, stay heart-centered, and much love to all of you. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, this is Andy Dooley, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Minding my own business, voice comes out of nowhere, puts me on the spot, says, don't you claim.